We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And if your engine at work gets you, get justice, call Swartz Cullerton at 800-JUSTICE. All right, from our perspective on the Phillies, will the Phillies be pigs in the right way? Go out there and spend a whole bunch of money in baseball free agency. We certainly hope they will. Does an unbelievable job. Of course, you know, formerly Comcast SportsNet, now NBC Sports Philadelphia. You can read his articles on NBCSports.com/Philadelphia. Also on the new My Teams app for NBC Sports Philadelphia, Mr. Jim Salisbury. Jim, it's a big day tomorrow. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Joe, John. And it is a big day because, you know, we've sort of been pointing to this offseason for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
You know, relating to the Phillies rebuild and when they think they're going to be close to contention, and the fact that, you know, they're a deep-pocketed team with an owner eager to get out there and mix it up. And I do expect some action. So, yeah, it's really the most eagerly awaited offseason in quite some time, and it's here.
It is finally here. Jim, let's start with the news of the day. And there's only one thing that's really popped up, but the Cole Hamels retained by Chicago. They exercised the option to keep him. Do you think the Phillies would have gone after him? And are you surprised Chicago's willing to pay him $20 million at this stage?
I'm not surprised at all. Even when the Cubs were in town in September, the word was they were going to exercise his option because, you know, he had been so good for them. So pretty much everybody in baseball believed it was a fait accompli that they were going to bring him back, especially because it was only going to cost them $13 million, and he pitched well, but it was only going to cost them $13 million because the Rangers were paying that $6 million buyout. So, mm-hmm. You know, Cubs with a lot of money, pitched well. They're always in the postseason hunt. I was not surprised, nor does I wasn't expecting him to hit the open market. Put it that way. You know, in the Phillies, I think they need pitching. I think they'd like to get some pitching. I know at the ownership level, there has been a desire to maybe have a reunion with Cole Hamels someday, have him maybe walk off and finish his career and walk off the field for the last time when he finally does, and do that in Philadelphia. I'm not sure at the front office level if that's a big desire, but he was so good in the final 2 months of the season. You couple that with the Phillies' need for pitching, I do think the front office would have had some interest in him if he had hit the market.
So who else should Phillies fans have our eyes on in the pitching market, Jim?
You know, there's a whole bunch of good arms out there in that pitching market. You know, you saw Nate Eovaldi in the World Series was just dazzling. If I'm Boston, I want to bring him back. You know, Patrick Corbin is a guy that pitched against the Phillies this year. I remember writing, boy, would he look good in red pinstripes. Keuchel, Corbin, J-Hap, all those guys are, I think, possibilities here because the Phillies are going to, you know, they're not just going to window shop with the big boys. They're going to get in there and try to mix it up some. I know pitching, I personally believe starting pitching is a need for this team.
Yeah,
I think we saw that down the stretch. So I don't know how they're going to try to improve that. You know, we're so focused on free agency. I do think there are moves they would like to make in trades. You know, I look at a guy like Sonny Gray, and I would, you know, this is probably just me talking, but I would take a chance at trying to reclaim a guy like that because he's not that far removed from being a very effective pitcher. And there'll be other guys that they look at. But I expect them to add some pitching as well as some hitting when this is all said and done.
Well, how about, you know, aside from the starting pitchers, what about closers? We were trying so hard to depend upon Sir Anthony Dominguez last year, and he really fell off. What about, you know, relievers, that sort of thing?
Well, I think they'll be, you know, monitoring that market.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Neris, when he came back, was tremendous. And Sir Anthony Dominguez still has the tools to be an elite closer. I mean, he did fall off some, but gosh, for a guy who, you know, barely pitched in Double A, came to the big leagues as a young guy in his first year as a reliever, switching over from starter, with those tools, I think it's way too early to say he can't do it. I look at this as a great growth year, 2018, a great growth year for Sir Anthony Dominguez, and the fact that he got roughed up a time or two, to me, is a great learning tool. So I still see all the tools that, you know, we saw when he hit the ground running when he first came up, that he could be a very, very effective, even dominant back end of the bullpen guy. I do think they'll look, you know, see what opportunities are out there, but way too early to give up on Sir Anthony and Neris as back end guys after what we saw last year. And I think you always have to keep in mind that I believe this front office and Gabe Kapler kind of walks lockstep with this front office in terms of philosophy. I'm not sure that they're a group that really believes in having a tried and true closer. I think they want to play the matchup game, as they showed a lot last year. And I don't know that they want to sink a big salary number into a closer. I think they'd rather spread it around some. So, I think that's probably, you know, the way they'll go there.
Okay. What other bats are on the Phillies' radar besides Harper and Machado?
Well, those are the big ones, of course.
Yeah, they are.
everything is dominated by those two guys. And I think the entire market is going to be held a little bit hostage until those guys move a little bit, start, you know, picking their spots. And then, you know, you're going to have secondary guys out there. Markakis, AJ Pollock, a guy that still intrigues me is Mike Moustakas. And I think the Phillies have a lot of scenarios on how they are going to approach this offseason and how they can get better. And I think Machado, I mean, their minds are wide open on Machado. Don't believe all this stuff. Bryce Harper, they're open to Bryce Harper. I believe they'd love to land one of those two guys. But I also think there's other scenarios, maybe where they spread things around and maybe make a really good run at like a Patrick Corbin pitcher or a Dallas Keuchel pitcher, and then go out and then, you know, spread it around, spread some of your resources around. Maybe you look at, if Machado goes elsewhere, you look at Moustakas short-term at third base, you save a few shekels for next year when Arenado's going to be out there. So I believe there's a whole bunch of scenarios that they're going to look at, depending on, you know, what goes through a 26, 7-year, 8-year-old guy's mind when he picks the place he wants to spend the next 7 or 8 years. So you better have plan A, B, and C for when these guys make their decisions, and, you know, you're not the team they pick.
Right.
That said, I think they're going to put a lot of effort and energy into two 26-year-old free agents that are going to cost a lot, but you're talking kind of generational talents in Machado and Harper. I think they're going to be on both of those guys, and they would love to come out of this winter with one of them.
Do you think Machado's lost himself some money with the Mr. Hustle comments?
I think there's a chance he has. Yeah, I do. They were just ill-timed, and I don't know what he was thinking. I can only imagine the reaction in his agent's office when those comments came out. The agent must have wanted to throw a chair through the window.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know what you are thinking. Those are comments that resonate all around the country. But to me, they land very hard here in Philadelphia.
Yep.
And I wrote this. This is the city of Chuck Bednarik. This is the city of Brian Dawkins. This is the city of Chase Utley and Bobby Clark. Guys that played their asses off every minute of every game, you know?
Yeah.
And you just don't make a comment like that without it being noticed in a city like Philadelphia. That said, I do believe that people make mistakes. He's 26 years old. I still think there's a chance he could see the light. I still think people would love him the minute he hits 360 in the month of June and bops a couple in the seats. But, you know, and he's also the same player he was in Baltimore. He had some diva in him in Baltimore. He was a great player in Baltimore. He remains a great player. But the Phillies knew what he was in Baltimore, and they wanted him badly in July.
Yeah.
I don't think one, you know, pretty bad mistake, one pretty bad month changes that. But, you know, it could knock down his price tag a little bit because, you know, it could cost him leverage in other cities. But my take on it all is the Phillies are still very open-minded to Manny Machado, and I think they have to be. This is a team that needs talent, and he's a very, very talented player.
All right, Jim. Jim Salisbury with us here. Jim, couple quick ones. Part of the free agency strategy by the Phillies, I'm sure, is dictated in part on who they believe in that they currently have. Obviously, Hoskins. We know Nola pitching. Let's talk about the regular eight. Hoskins is surefire one of them. Who do you believe in beyond Rhys Hoskins for the next 3 to 4 years that is a player on the Phillies' current roster?
That's a – well, young guys, there's still so many – guys on the young side that are unproven.
Correct.
I don't know if they have long enough track record.
Yeah, I'm trying to draw, you know, basically between Crawford, Franco, Nick Williams, Kingery, Alfaro, and Herrera.
Let me answer it this way. I think Cesar Hernandez and Franco probably get moved in trades. I think their ears are very wide open on Odubel Herrera, but I still think in a lot of ways they are very tantalized by that talent. So I don't know that they're going to rush into anything there. I think their ears would be open on a guy like Nick Williams, especially if it could bring back some pitching, and especially if Bryce Harper emerges at the forefront of your free agent pursuits. So I think Carlos Santana very much available for a trade. I don't know that they'll be able to pull anything off. I am of the opinion that his year was not nearly as bad as everybody thinks it was. With two more hits a month, he would have hit 250. You know, I think he's being paid like a superstar. He's not a superstar. He's kind of that really good complimentary guy. They probably overpaid for him, and that created heightened expectations. And people see the batting average. They don't see everything else. So I still think the pluses outweigh the minuses on Santana. That said, I think he's very much available for a trade. So you can, you know, you can kind of create a smoother landing spot and seamlessly move Rhys Hoskins back to first base. So I don't really – I'm not sold on the catching department at all. I know that Alfaro is a good pitch framer, according to their data. And he throws – he's got a bazooka of an arm. He's got the best arm in baseball. But, you know, he doesn't block well. They have a lot of wild pitches. I believe it's incumbent on a catcher to more than occasionally pull your pitcher's chestnuts out of the fire and make a great block, and he just doesn't do that. Hey, we all know JT Realmuto is on the trade block. They put together a pretty nice package in their bid to get Manny Machado, who is an elite talent. I would think they could put a package together on for JT Realmuto. I'm not saying they're going to get him. Teams are going to be lining up for him. But that would be a position I would definitely look to improve if I could get that guy. You know, in terms of guys I'm sold on, not a ton, but guys do get better, at a young age when they're still young and when they've been kind of thrown into the fire like some of these guys have. That, you know, some of these guys, the ones that were paying attention, the ones that were committed, are going to get better from those struggles they had over the final 2 months.
All right, Jim, phenomenal stuff. Love your work. NBC Sports Philadelphia. Everyone check out Jim's work. Of course, his articles, NBCSports.com/Philadelphia or also the new My Teams app. Jim, thank you so much, and enjoy this. It's a fun time of the year.
Hey, John, I have my Shanghai Kelly's T-shirt on.
Wow. Well, that's a blast from the past. Great place.
All right, buddy.
Thanks. Take care,
thanks,
Jim.
Thanks, Jim. All right, there he is, Jim Salisbury. What a person. And what a great baseball reporter.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.